This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Speaking of security, if you're creating backups for critical energy infrastructure, you might think about things like the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But what about the power grid? There are these physical nodes in that system, these giant transformers, that are indispensable. And they've actually been subject to physical attack, as in shot at by snipers. So the industry has rolled out a new approach to have spares at the ready. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
If you've never thought about transformer substations, here's why they matter. Take out a relatively small number of them and the country goes dark. That's one reason utility companies are planning a sort of strategic stockpile of transformers. These are critical nodes, says Rich Lorden of the Electric Power Research Institute.
These power transformers are much bigger than the transformer that you're conceiving in your backyard that looks like a trash can up on a pole. This is the size of a school bus.
2 years ago, snipers sabotaged 17 transformers in California, knocking out a whole substation. Industry woke up and started worrying about backup equipment. It's mostly made overseas, says Peter Fox Penner of the Brattle Group Consultancy.
There's only a few manufacturers. They take months and sometimes even years to produce. Thus, if one goes out of service and there isn't a spare, you can have a long outage.
The new plan is to form a company to buy and pre-ship equipment to the U.S. The money would come from fees paid by utilities. It's all part of what Brian Harrell at Navigant Consulting calls an infrastructure culture shift, to be more mindful of the bad guys.
When you see a substation shooting out in Northern California or a very susceptible water treatment facility, oil refinery, all of these things look very, very attractive to terrorist elements.
He says the grid was never designed to be safe from physical attack. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.